It's really a joy unspeakable, inexpressible. Praise God. Best way you can express it is to say, praise the Lord and hallelujah. And then sometimes, as we yield ourselves to God, He gives us heavenly words. And somehow we sense that we're giving good expression to the joy and the goodness of God in our lives. It's good to. God has given you that gift. God manifests Himself to you in that way. You want to yield yourself to that. You know, sometimes people say everything has to be done decently and in order, and we all agree. The only thing we don't agree on is what is decent and in order. And sometimes in our meetings, people will be worshiping the Lord in tongues. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily giving a message, but just as we're praising the Lord, the person next to you may be praising Him in other tongues. That's perfectly in order. That doesn't disrupt anything. That doesn't call attention to anybody. It even helps us to focus on the Lord, open our souls to Him. We really have to understand what the Lord means when He says decently and in order. He knows better than we do. And people have really put God in a box sometimes. Only so many messages, and that's all, and only so much of this, and only this can be done this way at this time. And tie the Lord's hands. Whose meeting is it anyway? Is it your meeting or is it His meeting? And we ought to pray, Lord, help us to just flow with the Holy Spirit. And if the Lord prompts you to worship Him in other tongues, feel free to do so. It'll do something for you, it'll do something for the meeting. It'll open the way for the Lord to come to us. And we don't want to call attention to ourselves, no. And we don't want to disrupt. But you know, we can all open our hearts and worship the Lord, and there's no problem there. And so I'd like to encourage us. Sometimes you need to do that because your heart is just so overflowing and you don't have the words to tell Him how really wonderful He is. And so the Lord says, well, I'll express it for you. And He knows better than we do. Praise God. So it's joy unspeakable, full of glory. That talks about God's presence, the glory of His presence. You know, there's a joy, and then there's a joy that's filled with glory. And you can tell the difference. You know, there's a natural joy, and then there's the joy that comes from the presence of God. That's rich. That's full. That blesses others. Praise God. And that's the type of joy we want, the joy that's filled with glory. Praise God. And we get that from Jesus. And so let's sing that chorus again, and then we'll sing the last verse, 446.